little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes just the same as a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one.
You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-hosts. I have dual co-hosts today, Tammy Haldeman and Tom Turbrock. Welcome, guys.
Good Thanks. Afternoon.
Yes.
All right. So all these economic indicators, we hear CPI, PPI, all these things
and
get
we have
out
no
there.
Idea what that means.
Yeah, most people no. don't have any idea what it means.
True.
I don't either.
Nope.
Even when you hear the unemployment numbers and like when I look at all these charts, sometimes they all just blend together.
Sure, absolutely.
And fortunately, so I actually am interested in all the
you
indexes.
You know it, sure.
And, yeah, and I do watch them, but...
He's
Man,
smart,
I can see how
well,
they would be.
Well, now you're going to start speaking Tom and I, our
yes.
language here.
Yes. Bring us in. Bring us down to our world here.
Yeah, we had the song.
Yeah, so we have the song Little Boxes that we played coming into this.
Right. Well, ironically, cardboard boxes is an indicator.
Right, so we're going to talk about six really unusual economic indicators. So let's start out, Tammy.
And
so
I wanted to take
box.
This one because it is so true, and I laughed at this because I hadn't really thought about it. But I'm in charge of supplies at my office, so I buy, I have to buy things. And in a tight economic year, I don't buy cardboard boxes.
Okay.
We go and scavenge.
Boxes for places.
We get people, hey, bring us your boxes. And, for the past few years, I've actually been buying boxes now. And it's funny because when I read this, the idea is really simple. It says many goods ship in corrugated boxes. Very true.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean.
When the economy is good, people are buying lots of goods and services.
Things
they get shipped
moving.
In boxes.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
When cardboard box shipments go up, then the economy's doing pretty
Isn't
well.
Isn't that funny? Okay. Yeah.
That one I can comprehend.
Yep. That's pretty good one.
Fancy acronym.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, right. Sure.
All
sure.
right. Well, next let's talk about the Big Mac Index. You ever heard of the Big Mac Index?
I've heard of the Big Mac a whole lot, but okay.
All right. So here's the Big Mac Index.
I'm intrigued.
Big Macs from one country to another, because they're pretty much all across the world now, and from one country to another cost about the same amount of money.
All right.
And as they watch the number of Big Macs that get sold go up or down, what it's a good predictor of are exchange rates of currency around the world.
I'll be darned.
So as Big Macs become more expensive in some countries, according to their cost of living, then you may see their exchange rate change to compensate for that.
Right.
Okay. And it's not that Big Macs are the ones making the change. They're just the indicator of the change that's coming.
I see.
Right. So I think that's pretty cool.
So instead of a quarter pounder, it could be a quarter ouncer.
Right. Yeah, the new quarter ounce burger.
I could, sure.
All right, so here's a girly one.
What?
Lipstick. So the idea behind this, and nail polish too, but when you give up certain things, right? So you give up the name brand Estee Lauder.
When the economy's tight.
When the economy is tight, you give up like going on vacation. So instead of going on vacation, I'm going to treat myself to an Estee Lauder lipstick or... one of the Lancome whatevers.
Which is interesting because Leonard Lauder is the one that, that
he came
up
with
this from Estee Lauder.
Back in 2001. Yeah, he called it the Lipstick Index. And his point was that women are in these economies, they treat themselves to the luxuries, little luxuries.
Right. They can't afford the big luxuries, but they'll afford the little luxuries.
Right, right.
So
hopefully that made sense.
Yeah. So
I like that. No. Yes.
So actually, lipstick sales of high end lipsticks go up when the economy is bad.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit counterintuitive, and it's because that's a small luxury that they can afford.
I understand.
When they can't afford the vacation.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right. So next is my favorite. Okay. This and I teased into this one is the men's underwear index. Okay. And man, did I connect with this one when I first saw the men's underwear index. What happens when you're really poor? Okay, when you're broke, do you go out and buy new underwear? No. We keep wearing the same underwear
for years.
Like the elastic's gone.
You clean them, though.
We still wash them.
True, yes.
It may be clean.
I just want to clarify.
And bleach.
Not,
yes,
right, okay,
absolutely.
Okay.
But no, Doug, that makes total sense, man.
I've been there so many times in my personal down economic
cycles.
Yeah, my personal down economic cycles that I'm wearing the same underwear for years. changing every day, but the same old underwear. Yep. And then the first thing I do when I have a big surplus of money is I go out and buy new underwear.
And we're happy.
Yes.
And we're like, it feels so good.
Like, oh, right. Christmas. Yeah,
this is new.
Right. It's like buying a new car.
Right. Sure.
All right. Well, Tammy, talking about underwear leads to more clothing. And you have another female one here.
What's the next one? I do. It's Hemlines. And this is kind of funny. Because,
Hemlines. So yeah. Hemlines like on dresses, right?
Right. Hemline dresses, right. So in 1926, George Taylor, never heard of the guy until I read this article. But he theorized that women's hemlines tend to follow the stock market. So when the skirts go up, it's good. Good times.
Yes.
And when the skirt hemline goes down, not so good. Now, guys, it's not quite like what you're thinking.
Oh, okay. All right.
However, you know, so now what's funny today is that we have the, our daughter Ashley calls them the short long skirts.
Right. I don't know if that's an official name.
I don't think it is. I don't know, but that's what we know it as in our household. As the short long skirt, so it's short in front and long in the back.
Right.
Kind of like a mullet.
Exactly.
The mullet of dresses.
The mullet of dresses.
The Kentucky waterfall of
right,
dresses.
Right, exactly. But so they're suggesting that because of that kind of design, that the market, they're. I lost my train of thought.
I think it shows a lot of volatility in the market.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I wanted to say.
You know, some people are really good and some people are really bad right now. Stock market has been really good last year.
Exactly.
Other things in the economy are doing horribly.
Right.
So it shows the mix of that. But back just a couple years ago, like 2010 and 2011, when the market was still really bad, we saw all those four-length dresses.
Women wearing almost like long wedding train maxi
dresses.
Right.
Like, right,
why absolutely. Would I want to hold my dress all day long?
All right. So here's the next one. I love that hemline index, and it seems to be really accurate. Mm-hmm. Here's another one that's very interesting. Have you ever heard, Tom, of the Waffle House Index?
No.
All right. So here's the Waffle House Index. This is used to when it comes to disaster areas. Okay. Waffle House is known after any disaster, you get tornadoes, hurricanes. Right. They are always up and running. Okay, they either don't get knocked down or they get rebuilt and like back up and running in a hurry.
I think it's all the grease that holds it together.
Yeah, so the director of FEMA even acknowledged this after a hurricane that went up the East Coast, that when they see that the Waffle House is down, they know that is the place they need to start working on the aid. Like, they need to get help there away when the Waffle House is down, because Waffle Houses are always open.
I got you, right.
That was one of the most, you know, counterintuitive things I've ever heard. I never would have thought of that.
Down-to-earth common sense. Right. I mean, it's true.
Those are the common sense.
That all makes total sense, man.
Right.
Well, and Noah, and I'm going to, of course, have to spin this a little bit, and, you know, as we close the show here, and say that, you know, you don't have to understand all these economic indicators yourself. Okay, if you want to know how these are going to affect, if you want to know how these are going to affect you, keep listening to the show every week. We'll study these economic indicators for you, and as it relates to your mortgage or real estate needs, I'll definitely make sure that we stay ahead of the curve in understanding these economic indicators, and we'll make sure that you always have the ability to buy new underwear.
Yeah,
because your personal economic life is really good. Yeah. Yes, that's why we're here. All right. Well, don't forget. Just a reminder for you: next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show. Here on FM News Talk 97.1. I want to give a big thank you to my co-host today, Tom Turbrock, and my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman.
It was a pleasure.
For joining
man.
Me. Appreciate it, guys. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.
All went to the university, there they were put in boxes, and they came out all the same. There's a doctor and a lawyer and a business executive and the